Three.
And she can't spend that last mini on herself.
Yep, I'd save it.
She can't. That's her common bond mini.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I love myself!
Alright.
Oh, that was effective, Benny. Let's see if he unshakes.
I think we're losing.
He does indeed unshake, but that's it.
Alright.
I think, yeah.
Mentality.
It's 5 blood, versus
blood,
2.
Blood. I've done it before.
He unshakes with a raise. Oh my lord. Swing a 8.
My parry is a 7.
8 shakes you. He's now going to try and cast.
He's shaking.
Hate you. You should. With rolling like that, he now has armor.
Why didn't you put that on earlier?
Because he was in melee.
Well, he shook, and then he couldn't move back, and then...
Alec, you're up.
Blood for the blood god.
Okay.
Call unto Korn, for he is pleased.
Korn, save us.
I am technically at minus 5, but it's whatever.
You cap out 3.
2 6s.
Boxcars.
9.
Hit with a raise, so that's 46 to his face.
I've been forgetting to take up my minus 1 on everything.
You always hit by enough, it never mattered.
15.
15 minus 6 is 9. That's 2.
No, and I would have missed one. Boom! I got a 4.
Jessica. Roll that vigor check. Reroll a 6.
11.
11 minus 3 is 8. That's a success with a raise. You stand up, shaken, with 3 wounds. That's actually the ruling on it.
Do I have to stand up?
No, you don't. But you are conscious. Bam!
We could really use your help, though, Jessica.
I will shoot from underneath the cart.
He thinks you're down, so he's not going to shoot you.
Are you going to shoot me?
Yes, he's going to shoot you.
You know,
pair of 3.
Nothing.
You know how Joe's me? He got a headshot, but my jewelry saved me.
That's right.
My little tiger.
It's now. You've got now a little indention. He'll swing at you wildly, and then he's going to swing at you normally. 8.
Minus 2.
Minus 2 is 6. Plus 1 for gang up is 7. 4.
Does he have any wounds on him?
Nope.
You know, if I didn't have my armor, that would have actually wounded me.
He'll go ahead and... He'll come over here and bolt Alec. He's just going to do a single 3d6 run to you.
Okay.
He'll succeed. 12. 17.
Minus 9 is 8.
8
wounds. I soak them both.
There you go. Ivan, I told you, if you just give yourself unto Korn, Korn will provide. You are shaken.
How often do I end up giving...
Or you could burn your Benny and automatically pop out of shaken.
No.
Okay. 3. Okay, you are shaken. Jessica, you are still shaken.
I understand.
Dude.
Oh, Korn, why hast thou forsaken me?
Korn's not fast.
Hold on a second, jeez.
Ivan, you're first.
Where the blood flows.
You want to unshake?
Yeah.
Now he'll burn his Benny.
Yeah, but I'm capable of bringing more blood.
Prove it.
There's more of them.
They're not going to frenzy?
Actually, people sacrifice people on regular basis.
I'm going to try to...
One here, one here?
Kill no, but one here, because he has a 3. That's
not as often as these guys.
This is a minion.
They burn people. There's no blood when you burn someone.
He doesn't have any wounds on him. He's just a minion. That was for this guy. He's dead.
I just focused fine on the one guy anyway.
6.
Plus 2 for Joker.
8.
You hit.
Alright.
Roll that damage. 6, 10, 14, 18, 21, 23 minus 6.
Bleh. Now you can take your second attack on the guy. Slip through.
You have flower.
5 hits. Because Korn turned his eye and went, "Ooh, what's that?" I approve. Do you wish to move?
Korn, I can use your help over here.
Yeah, I'll move towards him.
Korn! Help!
Boogie boogie. He will attempt to unshake at minus 3.
No.
Fail. Agility check. Succeeds. Gets 3 bullets back. He fires at you. Misses. Bolt there, bolt there. Your blue, your yellow, orange. He'll juice it up to 3d6 each. He's hitting both of you guys with raises.
Of course.
On to Alec, 14, 15.
Minus 9 is
1
6.
One.
I don't have any bennies left, so.
I will burn a G and Benny on your behalf.
Because you don't want us to die here.
No, I still think you're honestly going to win. I honestly do. Eldra, speed it up.
I'll go. I soak it.
Okay. Ivan. 9, 12, 14. That's 2 wounds. I'll burn a Benny on your behalf.
See.
But you only get one.
Three.
Oh, alright, you take your 2 wounds.
Her, I'm at 3.
Blood razor,
so.
Jessica! You want shake?
Andre wants the
same. I actually have a decent spirit.
I understand, but I'm not going to take the chance on your rolling. The near assurity on your rolling.
Especially with a minus 3.
Shooting the mage.
Okay.
5.
Minus 3 is 2, plus 2 for marksman is 4. You just hit, shooting him in the shin.
Shin shot!
12. 22. 28. 24. 30.
You need
30.
30. Okay.
Like
minus.
28 to 24?
What?
His toughness with his armor is 7, so that's
23.
23, so that is 5 wounds. I will
do his shit.
I will take a tope. No, just in case. You know what? It could be ludicrous. Actually, I will burn.
You blow his leg
kneecap.
Off.
Kneecap. Got his fuzzy.
No.
It pulls a file out. His kneecap.
And now he needs to make a skill. His arcane skill versus the damage.
Or the lower half of his leg.
No, his armor goes away.
Ha ha! She's.
Ow! Korn, do not have forsaken me now.
Your chastin helped us.
Blood. 4.
You hit.
Yes. 11.
That's just enough to put him down.
Boom! Okay, I'll move towards the other guy.
Remember, shotgun is melee.
Not gonna do it.
Alec, you've got a joker.
Okay. It'll cancel out the penalties for me stabbing with my offhand.
You can just switch hands.
Okay. Stab.
Plus 3 to hit. Effective. No, plus 2 to hit.
Yep, I haven't had some attack yet.
And...
You know what? Wild attack.
Okay.
I have 1 bullet left.
14.
Hit with a raise.
Made those 6 shots count.
One shot at one of the bosses.
12.
At the kneecap. He's wounded.
The guy was against killing. No, he's a little fuzzy on the kneecap area.
Did you include the plus 2 for wild attack?
Yes.
And joker?
Yes.
You only got a 10?
I got an 8.
So that's a 12. All
right. I said 12.
All right. Ivan, you're up. Shank this foo.
I haven't asked him to shake first.
I'm in the shape.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Okay. I'm missing something else.
Whiff. Nope. Whiff, whiff. Jessica, you have one bullet.
Make it count.
Do it.
Hope I don't shoot one of you two.
Mm-hmm. You can shoot me just fine. I've still got two wounds left.
That's when she rolls another 30 and also takes out your kneecap. No. Alright, yeah, you just miss. That, well, I will burn a Benny. Let's see if it can be that epic last bullet. It is indeed. 4.
Yes.
You hit.
Because I need a 5.
It's already shaking.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
3. Nothing.
Nothing.
Unshake. He fails.
We just want to call it the fight over here.
No, he's a fanatic. Ace. 8. 5. Queen. Jessica, you're up.
Jessica's out of bullets.
Smack him in the face. Throw it at him.
Throw the pistol. Dexcon throw.
He has a rifle, didn't he?
Yes, you can move, pick up, fire. You're at a minus 5. Do it. Fortune favors the stupid. Stupid. The blood bowl where it's, I only have like a 1 in 2,000 chance of making this. Hop, 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 dump, dump, dodge, dodge, touchdown!
No, you forgot the pass from the guy with 2 agility catching with the guy with 1 agility.
12. 13 minus 5 is 8. That's a hit with a raise. It's 2d8.
Oh, yeah.
Because
it's a rifle.
Because it's a rifle. Bang! Damn! Bang! All right. It was at 3 wounds and shaken.
That's hilarious.
That is hysterical.
Now we just need to rush Ryan and several other NPCs to a nearby doctor.
I will begin checking people.
There's no doctor in the town.
He's a cultist.
Oh,
Ryan, looks like you're stuck with a permanent injury.
Cool.
I will begin checking people to see if they're alive.
It's surgery to fix a permanent.
It's surgery.
I'm seeing if they're alive.
That's fine.
No, I was talking to Ryan, or Andre, about Ryan. Yeah.
Okay. He is... He's dead. The deacon died.
Aw. He's cool.
The postmaster apparently stabilized mm-hmm. and is still alive. These three people, however, are in a state of dying.
Okay, well, since I'm right next to you. Mind you, I have minus 4 on this.
I'll move to Jock and attempt need a 4 to stabilize him?
Mm-hmm. I think
this is too much good in there. 5 on
Jock. Jock is now stable. Now, they get another vigor check. Basically, just to... The person who offered to join you perishes. He, however, stabilizes.
Okay, that's good.
Do you wish to burn your common bond just to want to join you?
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Nope, he's still dead. He's still dead. I like him. I like you guys collecting a random group of cultists.
We can't afford another Ripper.
Sure you can.
No, we can't.
I didn't say he'd join us. He just wanted to come to the city.
But he should join your lodge. It would be hysterical.
He can
no!
be in contact. How's that? But, an informant.
But. All right.
Are you going to give us another provider and give us another 50 pounds so we can afford another cultist?
You know, that could actually be a viable option of something you want to do is actually just go hunt down patrons.
Yes, but we're currently not in London.
Yeah. Anywho, it's now 10 o'clock, and this is a good point to call it as you guys finish. Oh, yes, we do need to roll for Ryan's injury. In addition, I also need to do wrap up. Pablo, stop whining. Could I have the explorer's guide? All right. Ryan? Let's see what your permanent injury is.
Why do I not roll it?
What I roll?
You don't roll anything.
Right. I'll go ahead and let you roll. It's your injury. This way you can't yell at me.
All right.
Roll 2d6 to see where the wound landed. 4. It landed in an arm. Roll randomly. Left is low. High is... Yeah.
Roll a d6.
Roll a d6.
Okay. Roll randomly doesn't tell me what to roll.
Your left arm is now useless.
Okay.
You are now one-armed.
All right.
It's still there, but it's just...
floppy.
It's floppy. All
right. I can still fence.
You can still fence. Don't want to hit your fencer.
Now I have to do the charger.
since he survived, basically, Owen, the deputy, who's now going to become the constable, is definitely going to clear your guys' name of this, so there's no status loss or risk whatsoever. In addition, they're going to bury this event. This event never happened. Because this is something you definitely don't want getting out from your town. In addition, he knows that this is some dark, unholy relic, but he doesn't know how to get rid of it. So he will ask your help to figure out a way to defeat it. So, but if you would be so... You've saved Rockford once from the cult of Pumpkin Jack. If you'd be willing to disable the pillar that links wherever Pumpkin Jack is to Rockford, he would be most grateful.
Okay.
In addition, for saving this, for saving the town and burying the information, he presents to you the mayor's basically funds, which is approved by her, approved by his daughter, of a total of £300 for saving Rockford.
Okay, so the lodge now has £300 in the
in the back.
Coffers.
In the coffers. Anywho. But you guys will... He will fully recommend that you guys at this point get out of town.
All right. We'll go do some research and be back later.
Thank you. Because he wants this dealt with as soon as possible. Because having a portal directly to Pumpkin Jack's realm is not something he wants for his town. But this is where we call Whip Us.
So, what do you do for fun?
Me? Oh, I play games.
Oh, I like games.
Whoa, no, I mean tabletop game. You know, with dice and stuff. You know, like D&D.
Measure!
Was it something I said?
Sir, I think you should leave.
Hey, buddy, don't worry. You'll find a Gamer's Haven around the corner.
The Gamer's Haven Podcast at gamershavenpodcast.com.
You've been listening to the Gamer's Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
That's not canon.
This is the Vorpal Network.